Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you are listening from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With us is Katie Althoff. She is a co-founder of something called Chop Local. Yeah, we're talking food today. And this is an interesting startup that was created in the height of the pandemic in the state of Iowa. And it has to do with meat production and production of all types of edibles. And we're going to visit with Katie about the idea behind this, about her co-founder, what they do, and scalability. Katie, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you've made time to be with us today.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Michael. You know, you had asked about businesses that have come out of the pandemic, and Chop Local is a great example of that, and I'm eager to talk about it.
Great. Yeah, we've been really impressed on the number of people who have started a business and retained their business through COVID-19, and it's really fascinating. Necessity is the mother of invention. And in your case, when COVID-19 hit so many packing plants and there was difficulty in getting protein mm-hmm. out to consumers, you and your co-founder, put this together. It's called choplocal.com. Tell me a little bit about you and your co-founder.
Sure. So I'll start with Jared. Jared Aachen is a farmer in southeast Iowa. He raises turkeys, very large turkey farm, and has some other business interests related to agriculture. He's involved in a feed mill in the area and that type of thing. He also raises corn and soybeans like most Iowa farmers do. My family also raises turkeys. My husband is a turkey farmer. We're in central Iowa, so geographically not that close together, but very similar type of farming operations. And both of us experienced what you were discussing during the pandemic. So our turkeys go to the same processing plant. That processing plant did have some COVID outbreaks and some slowdown and even some time when they were idle and they were not processing turkeys. But we also have experienced some demand challenges because of COVID. Most of our turkey goes into sandwich meat. And as people were staying home, they weren't commuting, they weren't out shopping, those sandwich chains have seen a decrease in demand, which has definitely affected us as turkey farmers. And so Jared, he's the one that came up with this idea. He started wrestling with this question of how can we get farmers who have livestock connected with consumers who want meat. You know, I talked about the turkey side of it. On the beef side, we saw empty grocery store shelves as people were, you know, stocking up their fridges and freezers, not knowing what was going to happen next. But at the same time, we had cattle ready in Iowa's farms that couldn't go to market. Same thing with pork. We had tons of pigs in Iowa that needed, they were full grown, they were ready to go to market. There were baby pigs coming up that needed to go into the barns and take their spots, and there was nowhere to harvest these pigs. And it just blows my mind when we think back, there was such an overabundance of pork belly, which is what you make bacon from, that they were literally having to throw away pork belly because the demand for bacon had decreased so much. Yet at the same time, we couldn't get pigs harvested that needed to be harvested.
Right. And the other thing was many, many producers euthanized thousands and thousands of hogs.
And it was so devastating to them. I mean, to have to euthanize animals that are intended to go into food production is not something that any producer wants to do. But on the hog side, that did happen here in the state of Iowa. So that's really what spurred Chop Local, was finding another way, again, to connect farmers with livestock and meat and consumers who were looking for it.
All right. So Chop Local is this online retailer that has partnered with numerous producers out there. And quite frankly, and we will have links, of course, to Chop Local up on the radio blog. But what I found interesting is, yeah, you're doing pork, you're doing beef, you've got some great partners out there, some of which people that I know, and you're also doing some cheeses and things like that as well. So I think this is, you know, this is an opportunity that people can buy directly from the producer and then kind of sidestep these mega agribusiness companies out there that really do end up setting price levels. Yes?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the way that we describe the Chop Local marketplace is like Etsy for meat. And like you mentioned, we put the cheese on there too, because they just go together so well. But Etsy for meat. So a lot of smaller suppliers in one location where you can come and find something that is a little bit special, a little bit different from what you would find at a major retailer. That's really what we're going for here. And we have been, we are open to any type of agriculture. So Jared and I, like I said, we both have very large farms. Our animals are raised, our turkeys are raised indoors, but we have products and farmers on the Chop Local marketplace that are all natural, antibiotic free, organic, that type of thing, as well as farmers that are more conventional like we are. And we also have the marketplace opened up to small businesses. So we have some smaller processors as well as butcher shops, you know, kind of your Main Street butcher shop on there. Really, our ultimate goal is that we can support an alternative supply chain for meat products.
And one of the interesting things about this is it comes at a time. Katie Althoff is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Katie, this comes at a time when consumers are being driven to know more about where their food comes from. Wouldn't that be accurate?
That's completely accurate. That's where my background is in sharing information about agriculture and our farms. I actually am the author of a series of children's books about agriculture that feature farms here in Iowa, the My Family's Farm series. And that's something that's really important to me. I did not grow up on a farm, unlike a lot of farmers here in Iowa. I didn't grow up on a farm. And so when I married a farmer and I was a young mom, I completely understand the struggles to want to know what's best to feed your family, where to find the best information about food and agriculture. There's so much information out there. And I firmly believe that the best place to get that information is straight from the farmers who raise the food. And Chop Local gives you an opportunity to do just that. We have each of our vendors have a micro store where you can find out more information about their farm, how they raise their livestock, and then you can contact them directly if you have questions as well.
And on choplocal.com, ladies and gentlemen, you'll also find recipes and ideas how to cook various types of food. And for folks that are into that, you know, that kind of becomes another secondary reason to go back to the site, yes?
Oh, definitely. Again, I didn't grow up on a farm. I didn't grow up with a freezer full of beef like a lot of rural Iowans do when they have one of their cattle harvested every year and keep that in the freezer. And so there were a lot of different cuts that I did not know how to cook. And I think that that's common out there in my kind of age group. I'm an older millennial, but especially as you go towards the younger age groups, we want to provide that information on how to cook it as well.
Yeah, and there are some real secrets to being able to do it and do it correctly. I get that.
You know, our goal is to provide a great experience every time. And in one of my blog posts, I put, unfortunately, you have to play a part in that as well. you have to cook it really well as well. You know, and so we want to make sure that somebody doesn't order a great ribeye and then not know how to cook it the way that they want to. And so we'll provide that information. And then on our Facebook page, just recently we did an interview with an Iowa author who wrote a cookbook about Instant Pot cooking. And so I want to give people a variety of informational sources, educational pieces that they can use to really make their meat fantastic.
Katie Althoff, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She is one of the co-founders of choplocal.com. One of the things, and I want to share with people how deep your website goes. There are not only products for sale, but you're offering free shipping when mm-hmm. those when the basket is over $150. And these producers seem to be in many corners of the state of Iowa. So the next question happens to be, what about scalability, Katie? This podcast, as you know, is international. And now, while we wouldn't expect folks in Germany to say, hey, I think we're going to order some Iowa beef, we have producers, as you well know, all over the nation. Is there a plans in the future to increase your outreach to producers in the United States?
Absolutely. So, you know, we don't ever expect, well, let me say one thing first about international. Because of some import-export laws, we're probably not going to be international for, you know. But within the United States, within the lower 48, we definitely have plans to expand. So there's a couple pieces at work right here. One of those pieces is the type of inspection that these products go through. So there are actually two types of inspection. The harvest and products can be state inspected or they can be federally inspected. If they are state inspected, they can only be sold in the state where they were harvested and processed. If they're federally inspected, they can be sold anywhere in the United States. And so we're working on website development right now where when you first come to the website, you will enter your zip code and it will only show you products that can be shipped and sold legally in your area. It will also show you the vendors that are closest to you. Now, if you are in Chicago or you are in Maryland right now, all of our vendors are in the state of Iowa. You're going to see those. All of them but one can ship anywhere in the United States right now. And so you have a ton of options right now if you want to come to Chop Local and you want to support these Iowa farmers. As we grow, though, we definitely have plans to move out of state. We actually have commitments already from a few vendors, partners that are outside of the state of Iowa, but we want to be able to offer every part of the United States access to their local farmers, to their small businesses. Again, give you guys an opportunity to support an alternative supply chain. And I will say there's nothing wrong with meat that comes from a grocery store or from a major retailer, from a major packer. There is nothing wrong with that. But if you want to support a smaller business or you want to support a farmer more directly, this gives you a great opportunity to do that as well.
It truly does. And that seems to be also top of mind awareness. As you know, over the years, there are so many cooperatives out there that are selling vegetables. You know, baskets that you sign up for, and then they are delivered to your door by some of these producers in produce. And so it would seem to me that this is the next level. So when we're talking about shipping, I would imagine that some people are just a little maybe concerned about, well, wait a minute, if I'm ordering $200 or $100 worth of meat products from a producer across the state of Iowa, what are the safety precautions going in to make sure that that arrives and it's still good when it gets there?
That's a great question, Michael, and I'm glad that you asked. So we have set up, what we've done is done research to find out where we can ship to in 2 days. And so if we cannot ship to you in 2 days, we're not going to send you product. That's just the way that it is. So from where we're at in Iowa, we can get to the East Coast really easily in 2 days, either ground or air. We can get a lot of places in the East Coast via ground, actually, in 2 days. If you're on the West Coast, it's a little bit harder for us to get over the Rocky Mountains in 2 days, even via express mail or via air. So we have limited options if you're on the West Coast, but anywhere else in the United States, we can pretty much get to you. You mentioned that we do free shipping if it's over $150. Well, each of our partners are shipping from their farm or their small business. And so that $150 has to be from one single vendor.
Got it.
Right now, we don't have any distribution centers or anything like that. And so it has to be from a single vendor. And then we've worked with them to make sure they understand what kind of coolant they need to use, what kind of insulation they need to use to make sure that this gets to you. It's not cheap to ship frozen. This is all frozen meat and cheese. It's not cheap to ship frozen meat and cheese, but we've tried to make it as reasonable as possible. And so what we encourage people to do is find a vendor that has a variety that you like. You know, fill up your basket to that $150 level. Or if you are outside of, you know, if you're outside of Iowa and you want to test some products, get together with a few friends and go together on an order to save on shipping. And we'll get it out to you. If it comes and it is not in the proper condition, if it is not frozen and it's not edible, we will refund you. So you just need to let us know within 24 hours of delivery, hey, I opened my box, it does not look good, and we will give you that refund.
Let me ask you another question about delivery.
Sure.
I happen to be in central Iowa,
as
you. And I happen to know that there is one of your producers, one of your clients, if you will, that's in, I think it's Dallas Center, Iowa.
Yeah.
And they're beef producers there. So that's not very far from me, maybe 20 miles. Is it possible to order on your system, pay on your system, and then go pick it up?
It is, absolutely. So we have some pickup locations set up for different partners, you know, especially if they have a butcher shop. It's very common now that you order online from a shop or a business, and then you just go and pick it up real quick, so you don't have to spend as much time in the store. And that is an option. It's a great option for our partners because a lot of them do farmers markets or community events. And this way people can order in advance. They know for sure what they need to pack up in their inventory that day. And then they can bring some extra, of course, for people who haven't ordered in advance. But we've got the pickup locations and times as an option on there. Great for our customers and also great for our vendors, our partners.
Good stuff. This has been a conversation with our good friend Katie Althoff, and we've been talking about choplocal.com. And of course, yes, we will have links to all of that up on the radio blog. What have we missed, Katie?
You know, I think that we have hit most of the high points. Well, there is one other thing I want to talk about. So one of the hesitations that we have heard from people in ordering their meat online is that they don't get to pick it themselves. You know, when you go to the meat counter, you get to look at all of the steaks that are laying out there and you get to choose which one looks the best to you, you know? And if you have a shopping service or you order pickup from your grocery store, I think we've all had that experience. I always give the example, I like my bananas a certain way, you know,
I
actually do not like green bananas. I will take the yellow ones off the shelf and I'm going to eat them before they turn too brown. So I don't want the green bananas, but some people like the green bananas.
Sure.
It's a challenge, right? One of the benefits of ordering from ChopLocal is that the person packaging your meat is fully invested in you loving it. Okay, they're financially invested in it. They are emotionally invested in giving you the best product possible because the person packaging it, choosing it for you and sending it to you is either a farmer or a small business owner, and their livelihood depends on the reviews that you're going to give them, the reputation that they're going to build up because of this purchase. And so it's really important to them and gives you much more of that experience of choosing it for yourself.
Got it. We will include that, of course. Katie, thanks so very much for spending time with us. I really do appreciate it. This is a great idea, a neat service, and what a wonderful way for consumers to support local small business people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, that's the voice of Katie Olthoff, who, along with her partner, has founded Chop Local. A note for you, they only ship on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Why? Because they want that stuff to get to you and not lay someplace over the weekend. Just remember that. And we will, of course, have links to Chop Local up on our radio blog. Well, thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Katie Olthoff, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.